Our pregame coverage continues from Myrtle Beach. I'm now joined by fundamentals coach Luis Silverio. Luis, great to chat with you. As the fundamentals coach of this team, for those who don't know, maybe back at home, just kind of explain maybe what your duties are with the Shorebirds and maybe some of the areas you expertise in with the team.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me, first of all. So my specific role is, you know, outfield and base running. That's where, you know, I feel the most comfortable at and where my most of my responsibilities, you know, with the team come to. But also that fundamentals title goes with also everything that happens in the game that has to do with any type of fundamentals, any defensive plays or any plays in the, you know, in the base paths that we can go over with the team to kind of the next day, kind of help the players understand the mistakes that we made on the field. We have a meeting every single day to where we go over every single one of those plays to kind of educate the players, you know, every single day on things that happen in the game and trying to help them not just, you know, on the stuff that, you know, happens on the field every day, but also the mental aspect of the game. Kind of like a, almost like a teacher of the game, you know, is kind of what that fundamentals title kind of falls under.
And with all that being said, it was a bit of a tough first month, but a lot of learning moments for this team. How have you seen them come along and really learn in this first year of affiliated baseball for a lot of these guys?
Yeah, that's probably been my favorite part of the job so far. Like, yes, you know, we've had a tough first month, but, you know, the strides that these kids have made in, you know, such a short amount of time have been unbelievable, you know, which makes us really excited for what's to come for us. You know, we keep getting better as, you know, the series just keep, you know, keep passing. So just excited to see what, you know, where we get to and the things that these kids can able, you know, are able to accomplish through, you know, making those mistakes and learning.
You talked about some of it there, but it feels like this has been a good road trip for guys developing. We've seen a lot of good things happen over the last couple of weeks. So how have you really seen this team really go from the start to where we are now, and maybe specifically over these last 2 weeks?
Yeah, so I mean, we you know, we coming from spring training, we knew this kind of talent that we had and the type of players that we had. So it's not really like we're surprised by what's been going on. We've kind of been expecting these kids to kind of, you know, after that first month, you know, after those first few weeks in the cold, you know, for things to kind of start slowing down for them and them kind of starting to come out into themselves, you know, the players that we know who they can be. So it's one of those things where we're just kind of taking it day by day and, you know, seeing them kind of progress and seeing them perform the way they're performing. It's more like, okay, like now we're seeing the type of players and the caliber of players that we knew we had. So let's build off of that and let's keep going.
Now, you mentioned you deal a lot with the outfielders here in team defense, but for this outfield group, there's only three true outfielders really, and a lot of guys who are natural infielders are gaining quite a bit of time in the outfield. How have you seen guys really embrace defensive versatility on this team?
Yeah, that was the other thing coming from spring training. We knew we were getting a very athletic young core of players who could play anywhere. So we've just been throwing guys out there that we feel like can kind of defend themselves in a way out there in the outfield, and they love it. Like, you know, every guy that's out there, they love to play the game. So trying new things for them is something that excites them in a way. And it makes my job a lot more exciting because I get to teach a guy that's played two games in his whole entire career, and, you know, in the outfield, to go out there and you know, have some fun and learn a new position to where it could kind of expand, you know, their toolbox a little bit and kind of expand themselves in the organization as somebody that they work can kind of use in multiple positions who, you know, it makes them a little bit more interesting, you know, to our front office and other teams. So whenever we put those guys out there, you know, the message is like, hey, like, we need you out there, but also this could be something great for your career moving forward, you know, you being able to play in multiple positions.
Well, how important is it hammering that point? Because the more defensive spots you can play, the better chance you have of being in the lineup.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, these kids, they just want to play. You know, it doesn't matter where they play. As long as they're in the lineup, they're, you know, they're excited. So that message, you know, coming from our manager, Woody, is always very specific and very, you know, very direct. It's like, hey, we know what type of lineup we have. We know what type of players we have. And there's no set lineup every single day. So any given day, anybody could be playing anywhere. So as long as they stay ready and they show us that they're capable of, you know, making plays and getting outs, then they're going to be out there.
We're talking with fundamentals coach Luis Silverio. Before I let you go, I do want to hit on the base running. You talked about that a little bit. And it feels like base stealing is in the DNA of this team, but it seems like they're still kind of learning to get good leads on the base paths, get good jumps. And how important of that is, has that been an emphasis of yours to try and build that up a little bit with these guys to maybe be more effective base stealers?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we have a lot of guys that can run. A lot of guys that are super aggressive on the bases. So that, as good as it is also a challenge, you know, with them being overly aggressive sometimes. So a lot of early work, you know, back at home. We get what we can while we're on the road, but definitely expanding those leads, you know, starting from the beginning of the season to now, we've already made tremendous progress with that and also with the base stealing. Also, you know, getting those guys to hone in on a little bit of more details with the pitchers, you know, to being able to pick up little details from them so we can get better jumps and get more steals. And, you know, that's definitely part of the development that we have, right? Like, they're super young and they have a lot to learn. And this is one of those, you know, areas in the game where it's super important for them to pick up, because, again, something else that can expand them, you know, their toolbox also in the game. So definitely going to work with that as much as possible this season. Like, it's almost a daily thing for us, you know, because it's such a big part of our game. Like you said, you know, we're a, you know, a little scrappy team that, you know, we do things on the bases well, then we have a chance, you know, to get the other team on their toes, and we can, you know, we can do some cool things. So definitely going to keep working on that and expect that to be a lot better throughout the season.
Luis, we really appreciate the time. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
Fundamentals coach Luis Silverio. We're back with Stern Lamps and more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.